Blog Talk Radio.
Where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all got to kind of lean not to your own understanding and wait and lean on the Lord. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, life is an open book tested. You know, whatever situation you're in, you got to put some sauce on it. That's the word of God. You got to put some sauce on it. That's the love of God. You got to put That's the patience of God. You got to put some sauce on it. That's the Holy Spirit of the Most High King. You got shakata da da wocha. You got to understand this. Hallelujah. You got a situation. You got a condition. You got a circumstance. If you don't put no sauce on it, you can't palatate that or whatever. You can't masticate that. You can't handle that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to put some little salt on it. Hallelujah. Jesus is the salt. I'm going to give it to you and you can be the salt of the earth. Well, what he gave us was his word. He said, look, if this word be in you, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Going to bless your socks off. Hallelujah. Put a little sauce on it. Oh, this is a Wednesday International Victory Service. This is Pastor Pete. This is Pastor. Thank God. Bishop E.T. Bird. I'm so excited. I can hardly speak today. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, are you somewhere in the house?
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of you that tuned in. New people and those that have been steady. Freddie's, hallelujah, have been coming with us on this journey, and I thank God for you, hallelujah, and I just want to thank all of you that have solicited and subscribed to our admonition to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too, hallelujah. You say, well, what's that going to do? It's going to mean something to that one person, hallelujah. You don't have to limit it to one person. Keep on telling folk as many as you want to, but at least one a day. They say one a day keeps the doctor away. I don't know, but you keep telling folks about Jesus. One day, if they weren't accepting him, they're gonna accept him. You keep telling folks about God loves them. One day they're gonna say he really does. It'll resonate in their spirit. They won't jump off the roof. They won't pull a trigger on a gun because they think nobody loves them. They're gonna say, oh, but they called me today that God loves me.
Yes.
They love me too.
Yes.
There are people that love me. I can't end it here. I've got to live on because people love me, and I know they're going to miss me if I'm gone. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Tell somebody today. Hallelujah. In fact, you know what we're going to do? Pastor B, you know what I'm going to do, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you. Hallelujah. So I get my one in today, Roll. We won't be the first one. Hallelujah.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you.
May God bless you.
Oh, the Lord.
With long life.
Yes, I bless you.
Good health.
Bless you.
And prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon
you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you.
I pray for your family.
Let
the blessings of God be in your family, on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I
thank you. May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And see
you
the glory.
Hallelujah. I bless you with the love of the Lord. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. I love you. Hallelujah. And guess what, y'all? Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would share the family daily confessions. Excuse me, no. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The housekeeping suggestion. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Lord have mercy. That discombobulated me. This evening, Lord have mercy. Y'all just pray for Brother Bray, Lord.
Love. Help him, Lord.
Help him, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Look, glory to God. Housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Take out your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. We're in school. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to learn something from the Word of God. Take out your ink pens, your pencils, your highlighters. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. If you don't have the little cups and wafers, take out a piece of bread or cracker, juice, water, whatever you're going to use for communion elements. Hallelujah. God don't mind. Hallelujah. So we can all break bread together when it's communion time.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to reset your alarms for 6:55 a.m. for tomorrow morning praise and worship. Hallelujah. Like we have every morning praise and worship. Hallelujah. But that is a different number. And that number is 60.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor.
605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Again, that's 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. And I just want to share, too, that you could tell your smartphone a daily alarm for 6:55 a.m. And you won't have to set it every day. It'll automatically do that. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
All right. Hallelujah. Usually on the second Friday of the month, we usually have men's and women's fellowship. So the next time we'll have that will be the month of October. But this coming Sunday is the fourth Sunday, and we have yes. We have guests coming in. Our guest speaker this coming Sunday will be Pastor Viola Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ in South Baltimore. That church will be coming to join us. Then after the natural meal, we'll have, after that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. Come and have free fellowship dinner. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. When you have a chance, don't forget to visit the ministry website, rymmi.org. Go there and you'll see what the ministry's vision and mission is. Hallelujah. There's a cash up there if you so desire. And we also have a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. If you're unable to get to it, let me know. Send me a text and I'll send you a link. And there you can donate $1 to $2.5 million. We're believing God for great things. We're believing God for that sanctuary, for the dining room, for the banquet room, for the classroom. Hallelujah. So we can minister to the people of God in Baltimore City. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we are believing God for He told us to believe Him for it.
Hallelujah.
That's what we're doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And on Tuesday, we are between semesters. So on Tuesday evenings at 7, we have Bible study. But October the 4th, we'll start the next semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. So we don't have too much longer. Hallelujah. But if you're interested in signing up for the next semester, please give me a call at 443-416-1201, and I'll give you the details for you to be able to sign up the next semester. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Praise God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for those who are coming on Sunday. You bring your pennies because we're still building a hospital in Uganda.
Amen.
One U.S. penny is worth 370.49 shillings in Ugandan money. So a little bit here goes a long way over there.
Amen.
And I believe that on this coming Sunday, Dr. Helene Russell will be with us to give a report on the progress of the hospital. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are not sure, but we think she'll be coming because she did say she would be coming soon after she returned from her trip to Africa. And she's returned, and so we may see her on this coming Sunday. But God bless you all. Thank you for just being who you are. And thank you for all those who've gone to the GoFundMe page and the My Ministries, Inc., on that page and donated money. Thank you to people that donated $5 and $50 and so on and so forth. We thank you. Look, you can donate $1 and you can donate as often as you want. And we thank God right now for the new building. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And real soon, it has everything that we wanted. Hallelujah. The fully equipped kitchen, the fellowship hall, the classrooms, the offices, and the beautiful sanctuary. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is a right now God. And we thank God for what He did. Hallelujah. Thank God for this magnificent edifice that He's allowed us to get into and to acquire. We just praise God for it. So we've been letting you know when our move-in date, because we're going to have a tremendous service. We're going to have another bishop that will come in and will preach a service. Oh, we're going to have so much stuff going on. Hallelujah. We just thank God for it. So just pay close attention to our announcement concerning this fantastic event.
Thank you, Jesus.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And you know what, Pastor Peters?
Yes, Pastor.
Somebody prayed for us.
Yes, thank you, God.
We're not here at this point by happenstance.
Amen.
It's not a coincidence that you're listening to this service. Somewhere along the line, somebody prayed for you.
Thank you, Father.
I know they prayed for me. They prayed for my wife. They prayed for us.
Yeah.
They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Amen, amen.
I'm so glad they prayed for us. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for every name that we will name as we pray a selection. That we will put their names in the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, for your signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings on today. We thank you, Lord, for touching every family, everyone listening, and every family represented. We thank you, Lord, for touching AJ's mother. We thank you, Lord, for touching sisters and brothers, uncles and aunts, our sons and daughters. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for touching them in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We send your word right now to heal.
In the name of
deliver. Psalms 107, verse 20.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 through 10. Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. We send your word to heal.
Yes, God.
Your word says, shall cut it up. And Isaiah 43:26. Bring me into remembrance that you may be justified. And we are being justified because we mention God's word. So as we share the names of folk in the atmosphere of blessings, we thank God already for the signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings flowing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the blessings of the Lord upon my wife and teachers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tiny. Hallelujah. And Danielle and another Danielle, another Danielle, another Danielle, another Tiny, another Dominique, and another Dominique.
Children, Lord God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Dominique.
Earl, and another Earl, and another
Pamela.
Earl, and another Earl.
Earl, Tavon. Hallelujah. But
Kim, and another Kim.
Hallelujah.
Another
or Nicholas Udami.
Hallelujah.
Or Rena Jones.
Tavon, another.
Hallelujah.
Tavon.
Malachi.
Tavion.
Yes. Hallelujah, man. Travion. Elijah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Rosalind.
Thank you.
Ronald. Hallelujah. Good.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Good.
Hallelujah.
Ray
Johnson. Ray Johnson.
A mother. Alice,
Rena Johnson, Marion Johnson, Marion Cranston,
Lord Jesus Christ,
Ola Wright,
Gina,
Lee Hall,
Sterling and Reggie, Mary and David and Scooter and Ellen and Danya, Tiffany,
Charity,
Nita,
Church,
the relative,
name of Jesus,
Hallelujah, Julian, Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and
okay, Hallelujah,
Stephanie,
Alice,
Desiree and Monique,
name of Jesus,
Julius and Josh,
Hallelujah,
Little Mr.
Dean Dunmore.
Mr. First Lady Darlene. Hallelujah. Apostle Archie Mercy. Hallelujah. Apostle
Real. Harper.
Hallelujah. First Lady Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to
name, Jesus.
Bishop Dwight Smith. Lady Linda Smith. Elder Tommy Horns. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Sandra Horns. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson, Justin, Dominique, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Prophet Cynthia, another Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah, glory to God, Pastor Tom, hallelujah, glory to God,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, First Lady Rosalind Swin, Pastor Don Street, and First Lady, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jerry, Minister Jerry Cleveland, and Rakim, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, it's the most of the time. Today, my most of the time.
Antonio.
Lord, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah. Angela Jr.
Hallelujah.
Hill. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Cornelius James.
Yeah.
Pastor Christine Olivia James. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Money of
in the name of Jesus.
Janetta McCoy. Byron McCoy.
Amen, Lord.
Junior. Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior.
Jesus.
Corinthia Johnson. Hallelujah. James Johnson.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Loretta Johnson. Sean Johnson. Juan Johnson. Hallelujah. Sister Williams. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Malachi. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Xavier. Hallelujah. Naheem. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mikey, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What do you have to say? Keisha. Hallelujah. Keisha. Hallelujah. Another Pamela. Another Pamela. Still another Pamela. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless
you. Don't shut out of the box. You can't hear my note. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. And Father God, we don't know what to pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language.
Hallelujah.
put your
You represent your other sisters and brothers and God before you, and you represent me. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So who do you belong to? It's going to show what comes out of your mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Young people, what do you believe? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:13 says, I'm the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. Ephesians 4:29, it says, don't let corrupt communication come out your mouth. There's another scripture I didn't look up, but it said, bad manners corrupts good behavior.
Proverbs, yes.
Hallelujah. So therefore, wherever you go, watch who you hang with. Okay? People are watching you. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Because people are watching you. Just because you don't see eyes on you doesn't mean someone isn't watching you. Okay? I remember years ago when I would leave out in the morning because of my work schedule, and then in the evening I would get home and I had time enough to play with my children in the neighborhood, play with mine, and of course it was other children that would come in the neighborhood and that would play with my children and all, but I didn't know that someone else was watching me with my children, playing with my children, interacting with them. And that person, it was a convent. It was a Catholic school, not convent. And they said, we're going to help you with your children. We're going to bless you because you're the only parent I see out here raising their children like that, sticking with their children like that. And they enrolled my children in the private school, in the private school. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Saints of God, young people, I'm talking to you, young people, you never know who has their eyes on you and who's going to bless you because of your behavior.
Thank you, Jesus.
It may seem like I'm different. Yes, you are different. You're brought with a price. You belong to Jesus. That's something to be proud of, okay? That's something to be proud of. Don't let the enemy make you think, oh, you different. You stick out like a sore thumb. Don't nobody want to be with you. You so, huh? You think you better than somebody else? You a little holy roller? Yes, you know what? I went through all that too. I praise God. And you know what? And my grades was always above theirs. God always made me the head, not the tail, above only, not beneath. Believe you me. And I was on the honor roll. But you know what? They were the ones later on came to me and said, you know what? I accepted Jesus Christ because of what I heard you tell somebody. I accepted Jesus Christ because of I heard you witnessing to somebody. And it's like wow. I didn't know that anybody was over here. I mean, sometimes you don't think anybody hear you. You just don't know. You don't know who hears you. But you do what's right. Don't be afraid. And even if you are afraid, do it afraid. God will give you strength. God will give you strength. God will have your back. Young person, you will never be out there and proclaiming the name of Jesus or saying, I'm a Christian, and God leave you with egg on your face or make you feel like, you out there all by yourself. No, God will always show up. Call on his name. Sometimes when you feel as if your back is against the wall, it's a big excuse. Go to the bathroom or say a little prayer to yourself. Lord Jesus, please help me. Lord God, I feel like I'm all by myself. Lord, I'm tired of somebody saying certain things to me. I'm tired of being bullied or whatever. God will lead you. God will guide you. God will cover you. And I've asked y'all, and I've told you plenty of times, in the morning time, if you're used to getting up at 7, set your alarm 15 minutes ahead of that time that you usually get and give some time to the Lord. Just have some time between you and the Father before you getting ready. When you step your feet out, put on your whole armor. Look up in the scripture the whole armor of God. Put your armor on in the morning before you go out your door. Pray to the Father before you get out the door. Anoint your head. Anoint your hands. If you're having trouble in school, say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for giving me the understanding of my scripture, of my lessons. And Lord, that allow me to be able to understand what my teachers are saying in the name of Jesus. Protect me in the halls. Lord, protect me when I go to the restroom. Protect me while I'm in the cafeteria. God will do it, young people. I remember when I was in high school, and one day I stayed home. Don't you know that was the day that there was a shooting in the cafeteria? God protected me. God protected me. All through high school, even in college, God protected me, and God will do the same for you. Don't be afraid to witness to your friends in school. Don't be afraid to let them know, yes, I go to church, and I won't be able to come to your party. Okay, and when I was coming up, with the church that I came up in, it was a sin to go to your prom. It was a sin to do this. It was a sin. Everything was a sin.
Yeah.
But thank God for his revelation knowledge. Thank God we can be, we have found out there are some things we can do, and it's not a sin. We aren't condemned to hell, but hallelujah. But there are places and things you can do. You can interact with your friends, and all. Now we know that, and we aren't sinning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to let them know, hey, I won't be able to come to your birthday party, but I'm going to get a gift to you the following Monday, or I'll get a gift to you prior to it. Okay. God bless you. And all. Don't be afraid, young people, to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Them same friends that talk about you, it's up there, be the same ones that say, can you be praying for my family, please? My mother's sick. Can you be praying for me, please? I want to get into a certain college. Hey, you know, believe you me, that'll let you know, hey, I must be doing something right. And that person don't have enough strength or in there or enough iron in their spine to stand up in front of their friends and say, oh yeah, no, don't bother her, she cool, or whatever. Don't bother him, he cool, or whatever. God got you back. And God, believe you me, and God will send you some friends. You need to worry about that. God will send you some friends, and sometimes he wants you to walk by yourself. Sometimes he wants you to be by yourself. When there was a fight out on the playground or in the school parking lot or whatever, everybody be running, oh, it's a fight. And you see one person walking away in that direction, that was me. Hallelujah. My mother said, bullets don't have no names on them. And you don't want to be standing around watching a fight, watching people doing this. And no, you're different. Walk away. Hallelujah. And the word of God says a soft answer. When somebody bullying you and saying certain things, Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Hallelujah. When the enemy confronts you, God will give you just what to say. If anything is to be said, God will give you the words to say. He'll give you the words to say. And the words that he give you is going to put out the fire that's in the enemy's heart, that's in the enemy's mouth, that's in the enemy's mind to come against you. God will do it. Hallelujah. When you honor God, God will honor you. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. The Holy Spirit is really real. I just want to let you know. But can I just share a piggyback on something you said?
Yes.
Because when the enemy comes against you, they look you in your face, a bully, and you tell them, just give me 30 seconds. And you look up to heaven and you say it loud. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on this person. Don't kill him or his family or his dog or his cat. Don't burn his house down. Lord, have mercy. He don't really know what he's doing because I'm a child of the King. And your words says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I'm anointed of God. So thank you, Lord, for giving him mercy.
Hallelujah.
And then you look him in the face, and you say it softly. You don't be. You may be jittery on the inside, but you let it come out softly and very collectively. In other words, in a good sense, Father, have mercy on him, and all the things that could have happened to him. if you want to see all the things that could happen to him, you go to Deuteronomy 28 and start reading from the 15th verse all the way down to maybe 64 or 68, and you'll find out all the things that possibly could happen to him. But you just tell him, Lord, have mercy on him. And then you look him in the eye, and the bully will say, oh, that's all right. I ain't messing with you. You one of those holy rollies. They'll walk away for whatever reason. We know that they, when you employ the name of the Lord in Jesus' name, it does something to the atmosphere, to the demons, to spirits that try to motivate people to do wrong. So I just want to share that. God bless you, Pastor Peaches. I thank God for, hallelujah, glory to God, the Children's Corner on this evening. I tell you, may signs, wonders, and blessings and miracles be added.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
What time is it?
Communion time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. You know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Holy Communion is the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. It's the confirmation meal.
Yes.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30. As you go there, I lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for the elements. I ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the text on today, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves. And as I've said many times, ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Hallelujah. When anybody ever said, oh, you're going to really have a Holy Communion, I start checking myself out, looking for holes and all kinds of soiled stuff, you know, in the spirit realm, of course. Hallelujah. So we're going to do the same thing. The Word of God says, examine yourselves in the text on today. Hallelujah. And we thank God for his word, because his word helps us do that. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's our Lord, our Savior, and our
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your covenant name. And as we say them aloud, you become that to us. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord, that your word, again, says examine yourself. And so we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. In the text on today, you say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life or death blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah, hallelujah, 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today. That's one thing you love yourself. It's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah.
In remembrance of you.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared that this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah. In remembrance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. God, you said that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world. We thank you, Lord, for cancers disappearing, tumors dissolving, people that are suffering from, hallelujah, from a breathing problems, hallelujah, corrected in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Arthritis disappearing. Hallelujah. New knees, new kidneys. Hallelujah. New lungs, new livers.
Thank you.
New hearts. Hallelujah. More yellow bodies.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glucose levels coming to normal. Hallelujah. High blood pressure coming to normal. Supernatural creative miracles right now. All over the world. In India. In Australia. In Germany. In Poland. In China. In Canada, in Brazil, in South America, the islands, in Europe, Africa, all over the world. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, hallelujah. Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your word said, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup.
Thank you, God.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance, my new gifts. I'm giving to you. I'm highlighting it. I'm underscoring it. Because I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah 43. Verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance of what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. They may come knocking at the door, but they won't overtake you. when I see the blood. Boy, you have more shock harder than the wood.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers. Already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession right now in the right place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our bonus family, our extended family. According to Job 22:28. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Not unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Jude 1:24-25.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings following.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches,
Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word.
It's what now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Deliver today in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I ask that you touch these lips of clay, that they may speak with excellency, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If Satan, we serve you, know this right now. I curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for all those that said amen in Radio Land. Hallelujah. We heard it with our spiritual ears. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For just a few minutes, I want to share some thoughts with you. Before I waste any time, Pastor Peaches, can you give us the addresses on the scriptures that we will touch today?
Yes.
Holy and total.
Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 3, verse 7. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. John chapter 14, verse 12. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And 1 John 4, verse 4.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I appreciate you reading the address. Hallelujah. Now, I want to take you back, many of you, to when you were a young person. And the kids in the neighborhood were getting up a team, maybe a baseball team or a football team. And, you know, there are two teams that play for one another, baseball or football. So they had two captains, and they were choosing who to pick.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on, you know. Sometimes they wouldn't pick the little starting guy when they're playing football because they figured he'd get run over. And, you know, they would do that. We remember that. Y'all remember that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, let me just tell you about another team. And 1983 through 1987, there was a series on TV, and there were four main characters on that show. And those four characters, one was named John Hannibal Smith. Another one was named Arthur Templeton Peck. Another one was named Mr. T.
Uh-huh.
And another one was named a Howling Mad Murdoch.
The A-Team.
The A-Team.
Yes.
And they were sort of like Robin Hood. They were falsely accused of something, and they were commandos, and they were falsely accused of something, and they were running from folk, but they were also would go to the aid of people who were innocent or defenseless or needed some help, sort of like Robin Hood kind of folk. I'm just setting the stage. Can I set a stage? They were called the A-Team. Now, there is an A-Team that I want to see if you're a part of. See, hallelujah, Almighty God. The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And the hands of God is the church.
Yes.
In other words, us.
Yes.
That's the real A-Team. Come on now.
Right.
There is another team. And that team is, I don't know what you call it, but it's a satanic team. Either folk are sold out to him, call him Lord, or they let him use them. For a few minutes, I need to ask you, what team are you on? I gotta say that again.
Oh my goodness.
What team
are
you on?
on you.
Talk to a neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
What team are you on? Are you on? Neighbor, tell another neighbor. Neighbor, oh, neighbor, what team are you on? What
team are you on?
If you just say by yourself, you look in the mirror, or you just say, self, what team are you on? Hallelujah. Because, you see, you got to be on one team or the other.
Mm.
Pastor Peaches, give us the first scripture.
Yes, Revelation 3:15-16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
You cannot straddle the fence. Well, I don't want to be on anybody's team. Uh-uh. You're going to be vomited into this world. If people vomited by God can't expect too much from him. He said, I would that you be cold or hot. There's a scripture. I don't know where it is. I got to find it. He says, I rain on the just and the unjust. You're cold or hot. I'm going to bless you as best as I can. God will bless you and he will love you all the way to hell if that's your choice. But you got to choose. What else you got to have, boy? And Pastor Peaches, you stepped all over the message. Glory to God. You know, Holy Ghost is really interesting.
Praise God.
Joshua, pretty interesting, everybody here, madam. I think that is 24:14, or might be 24:15. Says, choose you this day whom you shall serve. Either God, who is God, or the other buddies that you served on the other side of the flood, on the other side of the Red Sea, on the other side when you was in bondage. Choose you. You got to make a choice. Don't you try to tell me, well, I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm trying to get myself together.
Amen.
To choose. Because there's a scripture. I should have that scripture. If you're not for me, you're against me. Lord, have mercy. That's in the word. I got to check that out. Look here, I mean, it'd be better that you be hot or cold. Go to the next scripture. Let's get to more than this.
Matthew 6:24, and it says, no man can serve two masters.
What?
For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
Let me explain to you. We preached on Sunday about the fork in the road, about temptation junction meets you at the fork of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make a decision.
Amen.
There's another scripture talking about why are you hung between two opinions? You got to decide. Decide is the death of the other choices. Decide, you know, like suicide, patricide, matricide is the killing of a father. Matricide is killing of a mother. Suicide, killing of yourself. So side means something dies. Decide means to the death of the other choice. Decide. You got to decide. You can't be caught in the middle of D and side. Because that ain't nothing. Ain't nothing there. You got to decide. The death of the other options. You better make sure you decide the right thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you can't serve two masters. Because you're going to get a fork. You get a whole bunch of forks. Now, I don't know how they counted this. But Dr. what's her name, Caroline Lee, said there are 40,000 forks in the road in one day in a normal human. I don't know how they calculated that. I don't know if somebody was counting. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. But if there's four forks, that's a whole lot, let alone 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Fork means I can go this way or I can go that way. I got to decide. Decide is the death of the other option. Doing nothing is not an option. Sitting there is not an option. There were some lepers. I don't know how many there were. They sitting at the gate. I think it was Samaria. And folks were starving. The enemy was starving them out. And they were starving. Things had gotten so bad in there, they were eating rats, and then they started eating babies. And the lepers at the gate said, look here, if we go in there, we're going to starve. We sit here, we're going to starve because we ain't got nothing to eat. Let us go to the camp of the enemy. They may have mercy on us and give us some food. So they went to the camp. As they were going, enemy heard what they thought were a host of allies of the folk coming after them. They booked. They left. They left the food on the oven or on the fire. Hallelujah. They left their they took off. They ran in terror. The word is flee. They ran in terror because they heard. So when I think it was the lepers that, you know, I may be getting that wrong, but I think it was the lepers. They got there. They had food. They ate, had a good time.
Hallelujah.
All kinds of food. Oh, the lepers, they weren't starving anymore. They went back to the city and said, look here, y'all. The enemy left, and they left food and all that kind of stuff. Y'all come on. And, you know, some people probably said, no, I don't believe it. But some folks said, yeah, well, let's check it out. Well, see, all they had to do was to look at some of those folks. They had a chicken bone sticking out of their mouth, chewing on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, maybe they got something there. I see the signs that they, so they decided to go. The lepers decided to go to the camp. The people in the city were starving to death, decided to go. The death of the other options. You got to decide to either follow God or follow the devil. Well, I'm not ready to follow God, but I don't want to follow the devil. If you're not following God, you're following the other guy. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Amen. Amen. John 8:44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Let me just share it with you. In Revelation, we talked about, Jesus said, I know your works. You can say all you want. I'm a child of the king. But your works don't say that. If you are born again, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, you act a certain way. You are committed to Christ. But your work, I know your works. He see what you do. A lot of folks, you know, they say in the light, they say one thing, but when the lights are out and it's dark, they do another thing. You hear me? God sees you. He sees everything.
Amen.
In the light and in the darkness, because he made everything, y'all. So I kind of wish you get it. Go to the next scripture.
John 3:7. Marvel not that I said unto you, ye must be born again.
How to get on the A-team? Oh, you need to say, I want to be on the A-team.
I want to be on the A-team.
Almighty God.
You must be born again.
Hallelujah. The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son.
Mm-hmm.
The voice of God is the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
And the hands of God is us, the church. How can I get on the A-team? Read that scripture again, Pastor Peaches.
Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again.
It didn't say you might be.
Must be.
Or you could be.
Must be born again.
You want to get on the 18. You got to be born again.
Amen, amen.
The next scripture.
Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
When you get on the 18, those old things, you used to jump off of your temper. You used to try to do something dirty and call it clean. You used to sneak around. You used to take this or that. You say, well, they won't. You used to leave the job 10 minutes early. You used to get there 10 minutes late and sign in at 8 o'clock, and you got there 10 minutes late. Oh, what did I say again? Read that again, because maybe somebody didn't hear me or didn't hear you. Read that again.
Oh, 5:17.
Yes.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ.
Stop there. If you say you're in Christ, if you say you're a child of the King, if you say you're a Christian, go ahead, read.
He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Look here. If you say you're in Christ and you're not a new creature, you're perpetrating a hoax. You're trying to fool somebody. You're not fooling God. If you're honest with you, you're not even fooling yourself. You know what you're doing. You're trying to fool somebody else. For what? They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, and you're trying to fool them. You're only fooling yourself. Really? Go ahead, read another scripture.
Hallelujah. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Look here, when you put on Christ, and old things are past, all things are new. That one of the things you're going to do greater works than Jesus did. That's what he said. You stop walking around like you're a mealy mouth. I'm a Christian. Do you want what I have? I don't like that. No, I don't. Jesus, Revelation said he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yes.
Now, next time you go to the zoo, I want you to listen to a lion. Because if you hear a lion say, meow, you're standing in front of the wrong cage.
Oh, my gosh.
You ought to hear a lion say, and shaking almost shaking the ground you're standing on. If you are supposed to be like Jesus, and you're saying, meow, oh, you need to go back. And they need to dip you again.
Yeah.
They need to dip you again. To God. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shut up.
Meow.
Go ahead. Go to the next one.
Acts 1:8.
I got to tell you this, y'all.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come unto you, upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth.
Look here. People ought to know you're a Christian not by what you say but what you do.
All right.
In your home, your community, in the city, the state, the country, the world.
Yes.
I don't know, there's a Christian.
Hallelujah.
In Baltimore, and her name is Alice, or her name is Judy, or her name is Peaches, or his name is Earl, or his name is Jerry.
Thank you, Jesus.
They ought to know.
That's right.
Because you got power. Jesus, your cardiac. And see, y'all walking around, oh, woe is me. Oh, I'm afraid to go outside. Is a lion afraid to go outside? I put it this way. You go to the zoo and open up the gate of the lion's den and see if he afraid to come out. You better start running. You better start running because he might come after you. Come on now. You're supposed to be like the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
Fear not. Over 365 times, fear not in the Bible. Don't be afraid. Fear not.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you acting like, meow, meow, meow. Lord, help us today. Quote to God. Give me another scripture. Is this the last scripture?
1 John.
Okay, go ahead.
4:4.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute. I just hit my pace. ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
You are of God. You done accepted Christ as your personal Savior. He done gave you not the Holy Ghost. Come on now. I mean, you are little children compared to what God said. You are my child. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. Who's in the world? Everybody else. And you greater. The devil, you greater. Trials and tribulations, hallelujah. You ought to be roaring.
Amen.
Not like as a lion in the Wizard of Oz. As a lion, you go to the zoo and tell them, I want to see the cage of as a lion.
Ain't no such
thing.
Amen.
And that lion and the Wizard of Oz, you said boo, and he started trembling in his boots.
Uh-huh.
He was roaring, oh, I'm a mean old lion. Oh, I'm a mean old lion. Oh, I'm a mean old lion. And you say, in the name of Jesus. Like the Three Stooges. And then you'll hear him say, meow. Because, see, you're not like the lion of the tribe of Judah. You're not as the lion of the tribe. You are
Hallelujah.
The lion of the tribe of Judah because Christ is in you. And the lion of the tribe of Judah is in you.
Glory, glory, glory.
You can roar
yeah.
like the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Woo.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Because I am the lion of the tribe of Judah, because Christ is in me, the hope of glory.
That's right.
Come on, give me one more scripture. I think I'm running out of time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yeah, a couple more minutes. Hallelujah.
Oh, well, bless me, Lord. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. Oh, that was the last scripture.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to give you some more scriptures. A 2 Corinthians 2:14. Hallelujah. God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Y'all, come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 8:35. We're more than conquerors. Yada mo shikene the book. Yada da da wocha ha. Shave a mako shada the day sabada. So who you are, you on the 18. And then, baby, I'm on the 18. All those who are on the 18 say amen.
Amen.
I heard y'all out there in the spirit realm and in radio land. Come on now. You need to declare to the world, I'm on the 18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know coming in Shakarada. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17. Hallelujah. Stuff come against me, but you tell no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The 18, you know you got protection. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16:22. Psalms 105:15 says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Oh, you got some on. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. You got armor on. Hey, my mokoshada, buddy, hallelujah, glory to God. Romans 12:19. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I shall repay. God got you. The folk messing with you, don't worry about them. God's going to get them. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those that trouble you. You ought not be afraid of nobody. Glory to God. And look here. Hallelujah. Pre-cross, there was the Ark of the Covenant. The manifested presence of the Lord was in the Ark. Look, people, over 50,000 people lost their lives because they touched the Ark. Uncircumcised. They touched the Ark. They weren't supposed to do it. We don't know about Shakana. But guess what? The Ark of the Covenant, you don't want to know where the Ark of the Covenant is? Post-cross.
Hallelujah.
It's in you, baby.
Hallelujah.
God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, dwells in you. You are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. Me and the Mota. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't touch you. Hallelujah. It don't surprise you if they fall dead because they touched you in the wrong way without love. Hallelujah. Somebody trying to do something against you. Hallelujah. Don't be surprised if they lose their job or stuff start happening to them because they touched the Ark of the Covenant post-cross.
Hey. Amen, amen, amen.
You know, there's some churches that you got to take off your shoes before you go in. Because they say it's holy ground in there. And that's what happened with Moses when he saw the fire and the burning bush. He went up there and the voice of the Lord said, take off your shoes on the ground you're standing on. It's holy ground because the manifested presence of the Lord is there. But guess what? You don't have to worry about taking off your shoes. Because you are holy ground.
Amen.
God is in you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Whose team are you on?
Amen.
The A team? The Alpha and Omega? The beginning and the end team?
No,
or are you on the devil's team? You got to decide. You got to make a choice. And when you make your choice, you got to be committed.
Amen.
You can't be laissez-faire. I'm going to deal with it when I feel like it. You better deal with it because your life depends on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Peters, thank you so much.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for the word that came forth. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we praise and we do magnify your name. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peace.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, if you'd like to be on that 18, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I confess with my mouth and I receive in my heart the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, come into my heart and save me from my sins. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you're now a child of God. It's just that easy. God ain't deep. Hallelujah. We make him deep and fall out there and spooky. And no, God ain't out there. Hallelujah. And it's just as simple as that. Answer him and come into your heart. Thank you, Jesus. You're now a child of God. The angels in heaven rejoices over one that comes to them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you can call Jesus your daddy now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is your father now. Hallelujah. You can cast your cares over him now. You ain't got to carry the cares and the weight of the world on your shoulders no more. Hallelujah. Throw them over on his. Hallelujah. He can handle it. He didn't make us to do it anyway. He didn't form us to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. Hallelujah. He can handle it. We can't. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you'd like to send us a line in the mail or write us, address your envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you want to call us after the broadcast goes off, hallelujah. The phone number to call is 410-444-5152. If you want to sign up for the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah. Next semester starts October the 4th. That number to call is 443-416-1201. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. See you tomorrow morning. Praise and worship right now.
Glory to God.